Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbing Pipes Trades Employees Union. I'm your host, Rusty. We've got the full cast in, the usual cast, because all the rest are asleep. Oh, did I say that out loud anyway? I'm only joking. Nah, they're at boxing and they'll be listening in as well, all the other organisers doing their thing.
Oh, meatball wouldn't be at boxing.
Meatball. We started off with a comment, like, lovely, right? That's what happens when you call someone 6:30 in the morning. But anyway, we won't go there. And good morning, Hercules. How are you, my friend?
Very good, mate. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you, mate. I'm all tanned.
Long time between drinks, so listeners will be happy that you're back.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
Get some professionalism back on the hosting duties.
Well, at the end of the day, Jake did ask, do I still work there, right? And the comment come from Billy Ramsey as well. And I just said, don't worry about your half days, mate. Just leave me alone, right? Did I say that out loud again? Anyway. And so, yeah, and how are we, Wazza?
I'm good, mate. Who else we got a clip?
Oh, no. I've got the Stanley knife out today. Don't worry. No one wants to muck around.
Mate, you got anyway. A nice tan for the middle of winter. Yeah, What's going on?
It's called the Wogimi, mate. But anyway.
Looks like you've had a good bit of time off and
I did, mate.
Been over to the States to represent the union, so that's good.
I did. It was. I'll touch on that a bit later, but yeah, it was a fantastic way to see the way things transpire over there, the professionalism of them. Obviously, they do things a lot differently to us. The industrial relations, obviously, different story once again. Mm. It's all about training. It's all about apprenticeships. It's all about owning the line, sustaining trades, everything else in between. And, mate, they have really got it wrapped up over there. You know, they turn over $1 billion a year, which is like, you know, it's unheard of, mate. That's a corporation. That's not a union. That's a corporation turning over that sort of money.
How many members have they got?
It's close to 500,000 now. Since Mark McManus, the general president, has taken over, they've gone from about 330,000 and they're climbing up to 500,000. They're going over to 1,000 members a month.
Far out.
So
they're almost keeping up with you.
Anyway, we won't go there. Right. Everyone laughs. Everyone knows what we're talking about. And the standing, or should I? Not, I was going to say it's host, but the standing man himself, Reece.
First timer.
Yes, first timer. Good morning, all. How are we?
How you going, mate? Good, you had to have 10 coffees there to keep you going,
definitely,
right?
Definitely 3 coffees down, just trying to settle these nerves, but let's see how we go, eh?
Mate, you are a man that can talk underwater. You've been an experienced steward, one of our real good ones for a long time. You've been with a lot of ship builders. We won't mention those ones, but you've been with a lot of ship builders over the years. Obviously, a lot of different delegates, things like that. A lot of good ones, a lot of bad ones, just like there is in any sort of industry or any sort of practice. And you've got a fantastic one out there. So, but what we'll do is we'll swing back around to you in a minute. We'll usually do the standard business where we go to Hercules on my far left and we'll ask what's been happening in your life, your area and all your sort of work.
Before I go into that, just for the listeners, Reece is the poster boy for all merchandise.
Thank you.
If you're not sure what he looks like, go to the Plumbers Union shop.
He's got the legs for it, right?
Yes, come on, guys. Get into that merch.
He's got the legs for it, right? And the banana does hang out on the side, but we won't go there.
They got him
right?
back for another shoot, didn't they?
They did, yes.
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Possibly too.
Levi must be jealous.
Hey, Levi was taping, mate.
He was at the door.
He was sitting in the corner watching, but we won't go there on a chair, right? Lovely, lovely. Awesome, guys. Good intro straight into it. And Hercules, what's been happening,
just,
my friend?
Look, last couple of weeks, I've turned up quite a lot of ETU and the CFMU, like we always do, get along with our brothers to all different types of jobs in the areas. Paulie from the CFMU has obviously gone to South Australia for a bit, so a bloke with name Costa has jumped into his position, and man, he's got some big shoes to fill. You know, Paulie's done a great job in the northern suburbs.
You've gone around with Costa. How is the fella? Because
hasn't got a long beard like Paulie.
I've only met him once, and he was a nice enough gentleman. Obviously, didn't do any business with him or go to any jobs or so forth. Just more so a coffee shop meetup. I heard you and Al went around with him, and I heard his guns blazing. And
oh, he sure is. Yeah, he sure is. Just like they all are. Just really committed to the role. Cares about the members. It's good. It's
has
good
a good
to see.
Crack, yeah.
Has a great crack. Yeah,
yeah, I heard as far as industrially, he's very, very, very passionate. So, but lovely, mate. No.
Another Greek, so.
Yeah, I saw that.
Surrounded by. That's good, mate. That's,
so
that's
Oakley
good
came up in the first 2 seconds of our conversation, so. Oakley. Was born and bred from there. Yeah. No, look, he's a good man. As I said, we'll support him. Me and Al are definitely spending a lot of time with him to try and help get his head around the area, because there is quite a lot of work in the northern suburbs.
Yep.
He crosses over with yourself as well, Rusty. Just a lot of, from the airport to the warehouses to social housing to the hospitals, there's a lot of work.
Well, there's massive jobs coming up along St. George's Road, so...
It is, yeah. It's like me and the E2 spent the last couple of days all through the warehouses once again. They're just popping up like mushrooms.
Yep.
Every time you look down Tullamarine or Coolaroo or Broadmeadows, there's a warehouse or something popping up. So, and for us, it's 100% EBA. So,
yep. I did get a phone call off a certain person. They would have called you. We won't mention the person's name online, the contractor that is, about asbestos out on a job. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yep.
On the left hand side there. Yeah. Anyway, we won't go in there because that's an ongoing investigation. And so there's a lot of things happening out there at the moment. And obviously, we do our union business. We get the phone call. Some of our good contractors call us and alert it to us. Some of them like to hide it. But it was phenomenal. And obviously, I did say, I got Hercules' patch, Sydney Roads is the divider, Hume Freeway, what have you. Handball. Anyway.
You learned that very well from Mr. Johnny.
Yeah. That's it, mate. Yep.
Polly Farmer.
Yes. Mate. Fantastic. Hey, Brad Brahl from Complete calls me Diesel Williams. He reckons I handball everything, but anyway, we won't go there.
Diesel, that's a compliment.
100% it is, man.
In.
Yeah, 100. Well, mate, we need him back in, please. Look at the shit we've got at the moment, but anyway, we won't go there. Right, that's
at least you have a team.
See
that picture yesterday?
Not quite. They're all leaving too. Don't worry about that.
I saw a photo of only one person in the...
Brad Scott. That's all we got left.
Yeah, the coach. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to say it out loud. Guns firing up. Appreciate as well, guys. I've got to say, I appreciate you guys stepping in. Obviously yourself, Herks, you know, and obviously Pickles, and obviously Wazza, you're just a part of the furniture that comes in as well, buddy.
The lump in the corner.
mate, you've always got something to contribute. So I appreciate you boys, obviously, you know, taking the reins while I was away and obviously filling in and all that sort of stuff. Otherwise, the show would have gone to shit. But anyway, you've done it for not...
I think everyone's glad you're back, mate. I don't know if anyone else wants to sit on that side of the desk.
Turn next.
It's like the movie. Old movie Weird Science over here looking at the video thing. Ryan, wait for it to turn into a Sheila. But anyway, we won't go there. And obviously that's it, Herky, for the moment.
I can keep going on and on, but
Wazza, what's going on, buddy?
All you have to do is read the Age to see what's going on in my world, mate. It's drama everywhere at the minute.
They reckon we're corrupt.
Start turning over the right rocks. But anyway, I'm not going to touch on that too
much.
There's a bit of drama going on there.
Yep.
Level crossings, mate, they just sort of keep popping up. I don't know if I've met anyone that's been disappointed that a level crossing's been taken away. So I think they're great investments. They change areas. Mm. We get a little bit of work out of that.
Well, when I went for a drive with you the other day to obviously do a bit of compliance training with a few of our new younger delegates, we went out to South Yarra to see young Darcy and Mick Ricardo out at Paran in South Yarra, two massive icon social housing jobs. As we were driving past all these train stations, you're going, oh, they're doing this upgrade here, they're doing this over here. I'm like, far out, mate, you got your finger on the pulse as far as that relation of that world.
I think if you look at our train system and the infrastructure we've got in this state, it's pretty much behind the eight ball. So the more they can invest into it, and the sooner we can get more trains out of the new metro rail and get rid of level crossing so that they don't stop traffic and you can run more trains per hour, you know, the city becomes more accessible.
Yeah, that's it.
Can keep all our boys working.
And that's right. That's at the end of it, we get more work out of it. So, exciting times to come, especially suburban rail loop. You know, once they develop those stations up, there's new hubs that surround it with apartments and shopping complexes and all
and
sorts of stuff.
Everything else that comes with it.
It all ties in. It's all good work for our members. Yep. We've got the Inland Rail at the moment, which is looking pretty promising for a couple of our contractors. Been up there a few times. Fozzie's chopped us out a bit. But, you know, it looks to be going all the right way.
Yeah, John Holland.
Which is handy, especially being a regional job. It's good for our regional members because, obviously, you know, we're pretty big in the city, but we do have members from Orbost to Mildura. So,
and you've done a really good job as far as getting a few of the contractors or civil / plumbing contractors across the line out there as well with agreements. So good work to you in relation to that Wangaratta and so forth.
Plugging away as we do, mate. We all just play our part in this big, crazy world. So
yeah, and then we go bang our head against the wall, put it in a toilet seat and slam our head against it. But anyway.
And then you get the list of ADA the companies that haven't booked in for their drug and alcohol training for their apprentices. So
yeah, well,
that'll be good. I'm not going to name and shame them this week, but maybe next week, mate.
Surely there's one. I'll give them another week. One we can highlight that we're disappointed in.
Well, he's a slippery Greek.
Fire shield. Fire shield. Anyway, but yeah, lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So yeah, that's it. No, good on you, Woz. Good report, buddy. And that's it. And now, Reesey boy.
Yes.
What job are we on, mate? Who's your organiser? What contractors have you got? How much is it worth? CFMU delegate. Let's start off with the contractors, mate.
Give me a bit of time. That's the first time doing this.
No, of course.
I've just landed on the job about 2 weeks ago, VSB in Brunswick.
Yep.
It's a HACER job consisting of four towers.
Yep.
Guy's the steward out there, delegate out there. Yep. Absolute gentleman.
I get a stiffy every time I hear his name.
He's definitely not a sight for sore eyes.
Yep.
But good man to be along and pick up things along the way as well at the same time. The job's worth around 200 mil, thinking around there.
Opposite our school as well.
Yes, nice and close.
Good
very
spot.
Good for the guys.
Yep.
And nice and close to home finally for once.
Yeah.
After 20 years of doing it.
The next one's in Geelong, mate.
We've got, I'm with UPG out there. We've got Cold Flow and Vic West.
Yep.
It's been a very good job so far, even though it's only been a couple of weeks, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's
good
it,
little
mate.
Crew out there.
It's a great crew. It's building quite quickly.
Well, here
shout
you've
out
got,
to all the guys there.
Here you've got a bloke out there that's not bad at dishing out cut lunches.
Oh, well, there's a few. They're everywhere.
He's got a big fight coming up this weekend.
Yes, he definitely does. Yeah. Get in there and try and support him in St Kilda this weekend. Yeah. Dom is getting in there to defend his title fight, so let's all get around him.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Good that's what we do. Good member. Yep.
Yeah, just listen, that's Dom Molinaro.
Mate, not only is he's a spectacular boxer, but I heard he's a gun plumber too, so...
Really?
He's actually a gentleman.
Two of
gentleman
two.
Of a man.
I'm not good at either one of those things.
Any of us?
Hey, I used to flood the floors on purpose so I didn't have to work, but anyway.
You used to box on with the hot water services.
Yeah, I did. When no one wanted to punch on with me, I'd just punch on with myself. So, but awesome report back, mate. How many stories and so forth? Well, obviously, it's a bit of a tall one. I think there's two or three buildings there, if I'm not mistaken.
Four buildings out there. The tallest one's 12 stories.
Yep.
And they're actually looking at finishing that job next year, July, as well, at the same time. So, quick builders out there, HACER.
No, they are, mate.
Getting it all done with I&D.
They're very proficient, and I&D are very proficient as well.
Mate, if there was a few more structure companies that could get a wriggle on.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have a few more jobs going. Yes. Obviously, we can't install services into a building that doesn't exist. So
yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. It's nice to be on a nice clean site for once.
Yep. Nah, mate. As I said, guy taught me bloody when I started when I was 20. He was my first ever delegate. And next to Dennis, and mate, let me tell you, mate, he taught me a few things, let me tell you, and I thought, you know what, this is the way it's meant to be, and that's the way I rolled, and then obviously I used to get the sack every 6 months, but anyway, we won't go
six
there.
6 months?
Yeah, I'm, sorry.
I thought it was 6 weeks.
Yeah, but anyway, we won't go there, whatever,
two
shit
weeks.
Happens.
Right. He's done a smoke over
before,
haven't
he? Didn't make it out of the induction room.
So, but yeah, nah, good report back, mate. Who's your organiser?
I've got Herx out there for the organiser.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
To Herx for
he's
the first
a good
time.
Bloke. He's a good bloke.
Yes.
He's all right.
Oh, wait, he's right here.
He's all right. He's all right.
Tell us how you really feel.
Room for improvement, Herx.
We've all got room for improvement, yeah. Mate. We never stop.
Yeah, nah, lovely, mate. Lovely. And you're doing a really good job out there by all reports. Plus, Earl's looking through the window every 2 minutes from Shane Lecombre's office. They're peeking out, so don't worry about that. He's all over it as well. And then obviously, as far as the training factor goes, a lot of the members can just walk across the road, do the training, EWP, forklift, what have you, all those courses that we do offer.
That's right, a handy job location for VOCs.
Oh, 100% it is, mate. Oh, it's a ripper, absolute ripper, mate. So, but anyway, we're halfway through, guys. We're going to jump into a track. It's obviously, what is it called again? It's Fast Car, right? Tracy Chapman. And we'll kick over to it right now.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money.
Just like that, we're back. What a fantastic song.
That's a nice slow pace for the morning.
Nice and quiet, right? You know, that's
quite the contrast to these conversations.
Yeah, there was a few held before, but anyway, lucky the mics weren't on, otherwise we wouldn't be employed. But anyway, we won't go there, right? There was a few bagging and slagging going on.
We're nasty when the mics are off.
Yeah, it gets real nasty, doesn't it? Right, the tongues come out. It's like the snakes, right? But anyway, we've got a few things happening as well. We've obviously got another boxer that we support, Kai Hodgson. Used to be Signal and Hobbs. Now he's obviously working for Raw Roofing out there. And he fights on the 3rd of the 10th, obviously at the place. Oh, well, I won't mention where it is, but we're going to post
fire-bombed
it
again.
Just in case. that guy ended up dying, but we won't go there.
The north.
Yeah, it's in the north, right? So bring your guns and knives. It's all good.
God's country,
right? So, but that's the 3rd of the 10th. We've got a table there with support. And obviously, Kai, we have from the start. He's won every single fight since he's fought. He won the Bob Rose Cup not so long ago. And obviously, he's going for the welterweight title championship. So he's obviously going to win that as well. We'll be there to support him, as we always do. And that's obviously business as usual.
Right, that's another handy boxer and also a weapon of a roofer.
Hey, mate, why do you think I got him on the side as well? I'm like, mate, if I need anyone punched up, I'm going, can you go there? he's such a lovely, quiet kid.
He's a quiet kid.
He's an absolute quiet kid, and he's a good kid too, mate. They usually are. We got the Next Gen Geelong, right? That's on the 10th as well, coming up. So that's going to be a massive event for the Next Gen boys down there. Obviously, Geelong are running their own show down there at the moment, and so they should, right? They're their own little city bumpkin town down there. God love them. And they're doing a fantastic job, James Menzies and Luke Pentanon, right, running the show down there as far as in relation to the standing host for Next Gen down there. So, yeah, it's all going on down there. We'll get down there, support them like we always do. You usually get, well, you get quite surprised. You usually get between 20 to 50 members down there. So it's actually a big step up for them. It's all about obviously introducing, you know, the new delegation, new delegates and all that sort of stuff. We've got to keep it going because once it's gone, it's lost. There's a lot of other things going on. You've got the Wodonga Cup. You got obviously the annual Trades East Border Dinner Dance. That's going to be happening as well. That's on the 17th. Wodonga's on the 28th. You got the Calcutta Night. There's all this sort of stuff that's happening down regionally as well. There's a lot of work happening as well. And do you want to touch on the general meeting, Herks? And
general meeting is next Tuesday night, 5 p.m. at Pikeacre in Brunswick, across the road from Reese's job. So can't miss it. Look for the cranes. Follow the cranes.
Follow the cranes.
Be there waiting for you all.
Exactly
follow
right.
The cranes. Yeah.
Exactly right. So that's always a great turnout. We're getting in excess of sometimes up to 70, 80 members.
Four
so
rooms. Definitely. People, everyone's down.
Turn up. That's what it's for.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
you got something to say, come and say it. That's the floor to say it. That's
you,
the forum.
Ask your questions. Get your answers.
That's exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, but obviously there's been a few people voted up as well. I think you touched on Darcy the last 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Darcy Harrison down at...
If we haven't, let's touch on him again.
I'm pretty sure you touched on it last 2 weeks ago, Darcy Harrison. First timer, had a crack. He's employed by Alice out of obviously the Paran job, social housing icon, $200 million. And obviously, you know, there's a bit going on out there. A lot of contractors, complete plumbing are out there. Good old Fox Fire. My mate Gary Butterworth, God love him, right? He's actually done me a favour. So I've changed him from Gary No Favours Butterworth to Gary Butterworth now. So he's all right. He's in the good books, right? Plus, I messaged him yesterday and he goes, oh, I'm about to jump on a plane to Bali. Can I please call you back? I said, call me when you're in Bali, right? So there's lots going on there as well, guys. Just to touch on my area, obviously I have been away. I appreciate Billy Jovanovsky's been looking after it. When I did come back and I saw him, he was sucking on his farm. He was almost in a mental ward, God help him, right? Because there's obviously so much going on and there was a lot of things, a lot of problems, a lot of blow-ups. I guess anything bad that could have happened in my area happened while I was away. So I do appreciate it. Billy Jovanovsky did a fabulous job and all that sort of thing. And all the phone calls I didn't want to take, I just obviously sent them Johnny Hades' number, right? So, and then I was getting phone calls off Johnny Hades at 5:30 in the morning like he does to Woz. But anyway, and that's where we're at. So we're getting towards the end of the show, guys.
I've just got one more shout out.
Yep.
Talking about boxes, we got one of our apprentices through the Raw program, one of our female apprentices, Zoe. She's off to Tahiti. She's fighting in the Oceania Championships with a spot to fight in the World Games if she goes well over there. So best of luck. She trains out of MVC Boxing with Marksy. She's a ripper, great apprentice and great person. She punches the crap out of the boys at the boxing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah. So best of luck. We're right behind you.
Sorry, drone stopped going, didn't
And
you?
The two Maloney, just to jump in there, the two Maloney brothers, mate, let me tell you, they were meant to fight in Mexico and for the world championship.
The bloke he was fighting couldn't make weight.
Yeah, correct.
They kept changing the date, changed it 3 or 4 times, and he said, stuff this, I'm going home to my family.
Yep, so...
You can't make weight, I'm not fighting now.
Yep, and that's exactly... So now he's the king of the kings,
He's the highest ranked, and he's next in line. He's a chance to have another crack at another title, so...
Yeah, that's it. And while we've got a few
minutes... Grandpa will be happy.
And while we've got a few minutes, I'll quickly touch on the UA. Obviously, the experience was unbelievable. It's all about training centres. Prime example is how we got our Victorian branch, obviously, down in there in 52 Victoria Street, Carlton. Mate, they've got 64 branches alone in California, just to tell you the magnitude and the size of it. Mate, they have got training schools I've never, ever seen in my life before as far as they've got over 100 welding booths. They do rigging as a part of their curriculum. So it's just next level. So where we have the blue with the CFMU brothers and so forth, obviously, you know, it's a part of their sort of thing. So, but anyway, guys, I can't crap on too much for longer because we got to go. These poor people are waiting to jump in here. So see you later.
Enjoy the long weekend next weekend.
Cheerio.
See ya.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.